Hello, my name is Paul Dirks. On our way down to Beaumont, Texas, we did many things. First, we went through Springfield. I begged my mom to go to Barnes & Noble, a bookstore, but she didn't let me. I asked other people if they wanted to go, but for some reason they laughed at me. Oh well. After Springfield, we went to Arkansas. I could go through that state and never get tired of the scenery. We got up on a hilltop and looked over, seeing huge hills covered in trees as far as the eye could see. Besides the road, all you could see was God's nature. Then leaving Arkansas, we got to Texas. I don't know about you, but when I think of Texas, I think of a tumbleweed rolling past a cactus on a mound of dirt. That's not true. As soon as we got into Texas, palm trees appeared everywhere, green grass, lots of bushes, buildings, and cars. It was like Missouri. We finally got to Houston, Texas. You know what they say about first impressions? Well, Houston didn't get a good one. Tyler and I were throwing peace signs to cars, you know, as innocent as can be. And when these guys in a car put up this wacko gangster sign, then the driver pulled out a bag of something and laughed. Tyler and I put up our thumbs, smiling and both thinking, what in the world did we get ourselves into? After that, Sterling didn't even look out the window and Mom didn't let us interact with the passing cars. Welcome to Houston, Texas. After about an hour, we arrived safely at NASA Center. It was awesome. Tons of stuff to do. If you don't know me, then you don't know I love books. Get over with. Laugh at me while you have the chance. Because most of the time I had my face in a book reading Neil Armstrong or Apollo. I know I'm weird. That was a blast. About another half hour from NASA, we went through Kema, Texas. We went to the docks and ate at a restaurant called the Flying Dutchman. The food was great. We ate right beside the ocean, watching the seagulls go by. And let me tell you, the umbrellas above the tables aren't for show. After that, we went to Deer Park UMC and spent the night. The next morning, we packed up and left for the beach and swam for at least 3 hours. The salt water taste sticks in your mouth forever. I don't know about the girls, but the boys were as red as lobsters, especially Dennis. We left from the beach and made it to Beaumont, Texas in about an hour. It was hot. We were split into two groups. In my group was Andre, Chelsea, Sam, Emma, Tyler, Clint, Dennis, Gary, Sarah, and me. The next day, we went to our work sites ready to work, but we didn't expect what we saw. In the back bedroom of our house, one of the walls was completely ripped off. The bathroom right beside it, the walls completely ripped off. You could see that termites had eaten through the wood, rotting the wood faster, making the supports weak. The insulation was rotted with rats and birds' nests inside, and the house didn't have electricity in 114-degree weather. It wasn't what I expected. We went to work taking away the rotted insulation, putting in new insulation. Then we put up new drywall and mudded a little more, and then we had to tape again. We set new flooring down and cleaned up the place so it looked really nice. We also got to know some neighbors. A woman next door had said that she had been praying for someone to help for 3 years, and what really struck me was to realize that we had answered somebody's prayer. We had touched not just one life, but we had touched everyone else's in that neighborhood. We gave more hope to people. I don't know about you, but that touched me. On that last day of the work trip, our group placed a Bible in the house to Bobby, the house owner. She had three little kids, and her husband is working full-time. Bobby was amazed at all the work that we had done and was very happy. We left on Saturday and drove all the way, an 8-hour drive, up to Atlanta, Texas. Then on Sunday, we drove another 8 hours to Warsaw, Missouri, to meet everyone with smiling faces. Thank you.